This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Because you could believe you're good at something and you're really not. That happens too, right? So, but the proof is in the pudding. If you're actually, if your students are learning and they're like, hey, I remember that. And like, okay, you know what? I think I can do this.
Question is, what inspired you to do this? Like, how did you find yourself in front of large audiences talking about your religion and not being afraid to share your voice?
Okay, first of all, you're so cute. Okay, so what inspired me to do this? Actually, I wasn't inspired to be a speaker. I was actually really bad at speaking. I almost failed public speaking class, and I was too shy to ask the professor to give me a C, because he was about to give me an F, and I just, can you just give me a C, please? And even that much speaking was nerve-wracking for me. So I was very quiet and inhibited. And then something happened. A spider bit. No, I'm kidding. So what happened was I started... learning, when I first started listening to an explanation of the Quran, I felt really different inside. I felt really empowered by what Allah was saying, right? And then I just really wanted to know more. And the more, I wasn't looking for this, because I know if you ask my friends from high school, and I have friends that are still my friends from high school days, I was the quietest person in the entire, people didn't know what I sounded like. That's funny. I was like, they don't remember my voice, right? And then what the Quran started doing, the more I was studying it, the more I was listening to it, is it was making me confident. And I wasn't looking to be a speaker or nothing like that. But it was just making me confident. I wasn't afraid of people. I wasn't afraid of asking a question. I used to be in a university, first year of university, in class, big class. You know, you're scared to ask a question because 300 students in the auditorium are going to stare at you. I just asked the question. I wouldn't care. I became different. And then the next thing that happened was when I started taking my prayers seriously, I started praying. When I was in New York City, and praying in New York City, if it's Asr time in the middle of like on Park Avenue and like 53rd Street, or like people are in the thousands just walking all over, where are you going to pray? Right? So you just go on the corner, you start praying. And people are like, what is he doing? You know, people are commenting. And you're standing there praying, and while you're praying, I'm sometimes kind of like, okay, Allahu Akbar, you know? But weird thing happened. The more I prayed, the more I stopped caring about what people think. You just become more mindful of Allah and less mindful of people. And that was one of the best things that ever happened to me, is I became unconcerned with what people think. I'm actually not even concerned with what you think. Not you, Iman. You, I'm concerned. The rest of you. We're cool, Iman. But like, and that's a very liberating thing, because a lot of people live their entire lives concerned about the opinions of others, right? And actually, many of the decisions I made in my life, career-wise, you know, and marriage-wise, any decisions I made, a lot of them were just based on not caring about what anybody else thinks. Just follow conviction. Just follow your conviction. And it got me in a lot of trouble sometimes. That's okay. But it did become a big part of me. And then the teaching thing, I'll tell you what got me teaching particularly was somebody older than me that I really looked up to and respected, is a super smart person. He saw me teaching, tutoring. I wasn't teaching. I was tutoring a couple of people. And he said, you're a natural teacher. You should teach. And that meant so much to me that he said that. Because I know that he's from MIT. He's a super genius person. And his opinion meant a lot to me. That if he's saying it, he must see something in me I don't see in myself. And I just got obsessed with teaching. And then it just the validation came from students actually learning. You know? Because you could believe you're good at something and you're really not. That happens too, right? So, but the proof is in the pudding. If your students are learning and they're like, hey, I remember that. And like, okay, you know what? I think I can do this. So that's kind of how I got into this. Thanks for asking, Ivan.
My question was that if someone's in a position where they have to commit a sin and they can't escape from that, for example, the sin of interest, how do they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Well, if you're stuck, you're stuck, right? So Allah knows your situation. So Allah understands your situation better than anybody else. So when you are stuck in the situation, then you keep asking Allah for forgiveness and do your best to get out of it as soon as you can. That's all. But I don't think you should live in like a perpetual shame. Like Allah understands Allah knows better than me or anybody else that you are in that state, right? So, and it's sometimes people are in this situation for not their own doing, right? Dad took out a loan, or husband took out a loan or whatever, and then he died, and now the interest bearing loan has come on it's not even of their own doing, right? So that happens too, right? So, and Allah knows that more than, you know, we give Allah credit for, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, we think of Allah's judgment before we think of Allah's rahmah and His understanding of our situation.
Hey everyone, you just watched me answer a question somebody had about the Quran. I'm sure you have many questions about the Quran yourself. A lot of these questions get answered in the Deeper Look study myself and my team do and turn into a series of the Quran on the Deeper Look series, available at bayinatv.com. So get your questions answered, sometimes even without having to ask them, by studying these surahs in depth with us at bayinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.